Here we go. Vegas Fever Podcast. Jason and Paula here with you.
Hi.
There she is. Saying hi to you on her birthday, everybody. This is the Golden Wife's birthday. And it's a good, it's a good, 22, you know what I mean? 22 again. It's a good day to do a show. Been a little while since we chat about everything that's going on. You know, Vegas sports wise that we want to talk about, you know what I mean? Like, I don't give a shit about the Raiders, you know? So it's like,
that's not what this podcast
right. And like, you know what I mean? Like, I do enjoy the, you know, potential MLB NBA team. I like to pepper that in. And there'll be time for that. 2023, Happy New Year as well to everybody out there. And I hope everybody had a good Christmas, good holidays, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. I hope it was great for you. We haven't talked since before then. But you know, in 2023, I think a lot of things, there's going to be some Vegas stuff that happen, sports wise that maybe we can kind of elaborate on when it happens, but I definitely expect more major league announcements one way or the other. More MLS. I don't know if the NBA is ready. I mean, LeBron's still playing. You know what I mean? LeBron's going to be the owner of the Vegas team when it happens. But he can't play, says LeBron.
Okay.
And when LeBron Enterprises talks, okay, this is what happens. This is what goes down. He said, oh, damn, that was a hard check to the head Paula took to by the dresser over there. LeBron said when he's done, he's buying a team and putting them in Vegas. And it's not really, I mean, is he the NBA's first billionaire? I think he is. He's one of sports few billionaires, like players. There are owners that are billionaires, like all of them, but
no, not all of them.
Well, a lot of them. And LeBron is, you know, one of the first athletes that can call himself, at least in his sport, a billionaire, you know, 20th year for him.
Plus all the sponsorships and deals. It's not all from basketball.
He had deals before he even stepped foot in the NBA, and that's a good point. But yeah, 2023 is going to have a lot in store. We'll talk about maybe a resolution that you guys should make with yourselves if you didn't get a chance to for Christmas, you know, but we'll get there.
New Year's.
Yeah. Yeah. If you didn't get a chance to do something by the end of 2022, you can do it now. Golden Knights would like to win. Well, if they're going to win at all at home, they like to win in overtime.
Yeah.
They did have some regulation wins, which is fantastic. They still sit atop the West.
I'm surprised about that. Yeah. The West teams must really suck.
Well, you know who's not sucking is those Pete DeBoer's in Dallas. Them and the Golden Knights are basically neck and neck in the West for the top spot.
Okay.
So, I mean, but that's not surprising because if you think about it, when Pete DeBoer's like erectile dysfunction. Okay. I'll compare it this way. He's real good at first for a small amount of time, and then he sucks. That's how Pete DeBoer is. He came in and he gets the Devils to the cup. He comes in and he gets San Jose to the cup. And then after those things happened, gets Vegas to the, you know, conference championship twice. But what happens after that? Sadness and depression. Let down. Kind of like erectile dysfunction. But
that was,
I've used that before and I find that amazing. I think that ages like wine. You know, I think that analogy is like wine. Sucks. I think it's fantastic. Do you have an analogy for Pete DeBoer? Besides suck. Okay.
Sucks.
So Pete DeBoer just sucks. Okay. So like what Bruce Cassidy is doing, he's not hiding his intentions when it comes to lineup and who's out and who's in. The lower body, upper body stuff will never change, but he's way more transparent than Gerard Gallant and Pete DeBoer ever were combined, which people appreciate that.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
I, you know, Bruce Cassidy doesn't probably listen to anything that has remotely to do with his team, because it's just kind of, you know, sometimes things can be negative and it makes you kind of, it puts something in your head that's maybe not, but if, you know, if he ever heard how Vegas fans appreciated that, I think he'd be happy, because we, you know, we do, you know, Jack Eichel and Paul Cotter are coming back. Vegas had a handful of injuries. That includes Jonathan Marchessault, who's been out a handful of games. He's skating in a non-contact jersey, but it's non-contact, so he's not been cleared for anything.
Captain Obvious, yes, enters the building.
Yes. Well, some people don't know what a non-contact jersey means. You know, like, are you supposed to skate, you know, by yourself? You know what I mean?
Look, Captain Obvious came into the building. He wanted to make his presence known.
I'm Captain Obvious. So we're going to get some guys back, which is great, because if this year started to go like last year, then we're going to have a tremendous problem. You know, maybe it's a good thing we don't do video right now, because, I mean, we're just making all kinds of really not good movements to one another with the hands. So it's probably best that we learn how to control that. You need to learn to control your face if you're going to go on video, because you're making faces too. It's hard to concentrate. You miss Max Pacioretty?
Mm-hmm.
Max Pacioretty activated from the injured list for Carolina. So Max Pax, as I've seen online, is going to be back. And we will get a chance to see our old friend Max when we go to Raleigh to see a game next month, which will be really, really, really fun. Pacioretty has a surgery. He hasn't played yet. So I guess the future considerations that Vegas got was winning, right? Right now, like, Vegas wanted to trade Max Pacioretty for future considerations. I mean, Max hadn't played, so that's a win for Vegas.
I'm confused.
Okay. It's a joke.
Okay.
Because they traded him for a bag of dog shit, and he hasn't played, which would mean that the dog shit would win.
Okay, that was lame.
Okay. So 2024 Winter Classic, big announcement the other day.
Yes, from fun announcement.
From the league is that Vegas will take on the Seattle Kraken in Seattle. Fittingly enough, the game will be on New Year's Day. It'll be at T-Mobile Park, which is where the Seattle Mariners play. So the Golden Knights will go from T-Mobile Arena to T-Mobile Park to play a game. It seats about 47,000 for baseball. So I don't know if they're going to be able to get a little bit more in there for hockey. So you're looking around 50,000. It's going to be, you know, it's a big deal. There's a lot of people. Well, I mean, it's a big deal for Vegas. It's a really, really big deal for Seattle, which they're probably going to wear. If I had to guess right now, I think that Seattle is going to wear their old Metropolitans uniforms from 100 years ago when they were a team. That's my prediction.
Wait.
Each team gets a new uniform for this game.
Right.
Seattle's probably going to wear their Metropolitans because in 1919, 1920, they were the Metropolitans. That team actually, I believe.
But the Krakens are new.
I know that. But usually what happens, if you've watched the Winter Classic before, they usually give both teams throwback uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Really, what I remember about the Winter Classic is the ice melting and them playing badly.
That was the Lake Tahoe Disgrace Classic. Okay.
Is that not a Winter Classic? Or are you trying to be funny again?
No, they did something. So they were coming right off of COVID and they did something that was different and it was thought out, but it wasn't because, okay, usually it's cold enough at that point in Lake Tahoe where it's not a problem, but we have something going on with the world where it's changing and so is the weather, and it wasn't. And it wasn't as good of a day weather-wise as they would have hoped. It was a disaster. They had to postpone it until nighttime, and that was stupid, and the Golden Knights lost anyway. I mean, it was dumb. It was a good idea, just didn't work out. You know, if you read a lot of comments of what people say about the Winter Classic, well, why does Vegas, a team that's a little over 5 years old, and Seattle, a team that's 2 years old, not even a year and a half. Why do they get Winter Classic games?
Because they make money.
They make revenue. Both teams do. Now, you could say that there's a lot of teams do.
Of hate we've seen.
It's terrible.
People are tired of Vegas.
Aren't people tired of the same teams, though?
Why are they tired of Vegas? I don't know. I just don't like them. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of frustrating. I appreciate when people don't like something if they tell people why they don't like something.
People don't like the Yankees and the Lakers and the Rangers.
It's because they're historically good.
No, because they're the popular team, the Patriots.
Right.
So it's really not surprising that Vegas gets hate.
Now, why didn't they pick Vancouver to play Seattle? That's a regional game. Like, that's another question that I'm hearing. And that might be something for a game down the road. Because that was much closer than Vegas. But you have Vegas, the 31st team, and Seattle, the 32nd team, the two latest franchises in the NHL, playing against one another.
You know, at the end of the day, it's always about money.
They're trying to create a rivalry, too. It really hasn't been one. I think Seattle just finally beat Vegas this year. They didn't beat them. They didn't beat them earlier in the year, and they didn't beat them last year. So they're trying, maybe they're trying to do like a San Jose type thing with Vegas where something catches fire. There is definitely a lot of hate. And if you have hate, you should find a reason. Find a reason why you hate. Like, I don't like Vegas because they went to the Stanley Cup in year one. I don't like Vegas because they continuously buy good talent. I don't like Vegas
because
they finally missed the playoffs last year, and that was the first time in 5 years. I don't like Vegas because they have more wins as a team in 1 year than maybe some teams have in two or three.
Right. At least it's a reason.
You know, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to sound like that guy that's like, well, he's the reason why, you know, listening to this guy is the reason why I don't like Vegas. I'm sorry. They are a good team. They are putting a Stanley Cup contending team on the ice just about every season. I don't believe that this team at the beginning of the year was a playoff team. However, we are halfway through. I believe tomorrow is the 41st game against Pittsburgh at T-Mobile. So that's half of a season. So half the season with injuries, not 500 plus games, man games lost, but with injuries, Vegas sits at the top as the kings of the West right now. So what do the naysayers have to say? Look, you don't like Jack Eichel because of what happened in Buffalo? Deal with it.
They don't have
get to over it. Jack Eichel. Exact, you know, he had his revenge earlier, and I was thrilled.
Can I just say that, you know, you need to have a taste of your own medicine because you don't like playing against former teammates either.
I absolutely don't. I'm not gonna have very much fun. It's not gonna be very fun when Marc-Andre Fleury and Ryan Reeves, the Golden Knights, are gonna have to play them three times in like 6 weeks, mm-hmm. and two of the games are like a couple days apart. Mm-hmm.
So you can understand why, you know, the fan base is bitey about that.
Yeah, but I know what I'm going to get with Ryan Reeves, though, when he comes in to T-Mobile. I know what he's going to do.
Do I feel like they took it to an extreme? Yeah. But.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people take it to an extreme and take it to places that they really don't need to take it to. Don't really think I had much else. I mean, I was kind of hoping that we would do a podcast earlier to kind of talk about a couple of a hit or two that Ryan Reeves had, knocked a guy out pretty much. And I think my point with that, and this was weeks back, my point with this was going to be Paul Cotter got leveled. And he was been hurt ever since. And this was right after the Reeves. This might have been a few days after the Reeves hit.
Okay.
He took a hit that if Ryan Reeves was sitting on the bench or standing on the ice, Ryan Reeves would have had it out right then or on the next shift. The Golden Knights don't have anybody like that. Like Keegan Kulsar, he feels like he can try. And the you have got to give that man some points and props and whatever else you want to do. He is smaller than most, and he goes after people. He's not ridiculous. Fucking afraid.
He thinks he's Ryan Reeves. He's always they played on the team together for what? A couple months?
I don't even know. I mean, when Reeves were, I mean.
He's like that.
Kulsar played a handful.
But no, he's like that little dog next to the big dog yapping because it's trying to show dominance.
When that happened.
When your last name is Kulsar.
Okay, it's Kulsar.
I don't like it.
You gonna mess up his first name too?
What is it?
Keegan. Kind of sounds like something else that you might do as an exercise. Anyway. Kegel Kulsar.
You're just trying to be funny. Look, and it's not working.
If Ryan Reeves is on the ice or on the bench, that dude has an X on his head, and it gets solved. Whether it's Ryan Reeves getting thrown out of the game, whether it's him getting a major, whether it's him getting a minor, whatever happens. Vegas doesn't have that guy. Like, I miss that guy with attitude. I miss that guy with bite. I miss that guy that's going to go after something. They don't fucking have that.
They're a bunch of pansies.
They're not pansies, but they're not tough as they could be. I don't care if 5'9" Jonathan Marchessault runs his mouth like a bulldog. He's not going to fight nobody because he doesn't do it. Okay, Keegan Kulsar might pick out one of the bigger guys, and they're just going to go round and round and grab each other's jerseys. Maybe somebody gets a nice hit in like Kulsar did the Kulsar. You got me all messed up like Kulsar did the other night. But for the most part, there's no fear. Like you look over at the other bench and you see that dude, you're like, man. This sucks. And that's exactly what Vegas is going to feel and other teams when Ryan Reeves, who got traded to Minnesota a few months ago, is going to be on the other side of the ice. And I'm not looking forward to that. He should still be a Golden Knight. They got a third round pick for him. Good whoop-de-doo, but he should still be a Golden Knight.
He's definitely missed his presence and his, like you said, his whole demeanor. They don't have somebody like that.
No, they don't. It's a good time to talk about resolutions, folks. Us here at the Vegas Fever Podcast, we've got our own, Paul and I have our, resolutions. We do. And maybe some people out there, they missed the boat for Christmas. Okay.
It's for New Year's.
I know.
Okay.
I'm tying it all in. They missed the boat. And it's a new year. So you miss the holidays, resolution time. Okay. Manscaped.com. Make your lower half look maybe a little bit more like your upper half. Maybe make your nethers look like your face. Okay. Take care of your regions with the lawnmower. What else do we have?
The weed whacker.
The weed whacker. Whack them weeds. Okay. You know what's really bad is to have just a bush that's out of control. Okay. Tame that bush. Manscaped.com code VFP. You'll get 20% off plus free worldwide shipping. Free shipping and 20% off in addition. Now, I went on the website the other day and I was kind of messing around. You can get off of a few $100 merchandise, you can get $26. Like, I don't know how much it was. I think it was between like 100 and 200. $26. I mean, come on now. Like a great deal. And free worldwide shipping. And it's waterproof, their products. And
wow.
I mean, what more do you need? Seriously.
I guess nothing else.
You really don't need anything else. I mean, New Year's resolution. Some of you, you're going to eat salad. Okay, you're going to eat leaves for a week or two. You're going to give it up. You're going to go to the gym for a week or two. Here's what you do. You get yourself a lawnmower and a weed whacker. And your New Year's resolution is complete. There you go. Manscaped.com. Don't forget about Inside the Rink, too. InsideTheRink.com is on fire right now, and that's at inside underscore the underscore rank on Twitter. Adding to the team, and there's a whole bunch of new faces coming on. Not only will you have new faces for your reading and new teams being covered, but there's a new podcast on Inside the Rink called The Coyote Corner, focusing on the Arizona Coyotes.
Wow.
So we've got some, excuse me, we've got some desert brethren kind of mess around with, you know what I mean? And if the Coyotes get good, this could get interesting. So don't forget to go to insidetherink.com. Talk about Vegas Varsity here in a minute, because I want to kind of break some of this stuff up and get to some UNLV news of multiple sports. Because when this came across today, this basically is... So we got a Chris Beard alert on multiple fronts. Multiple fronts. I'll give this to you because...
No.
You have to hear this. This is absolutely fantastic. So first off,
you talk about those people having a hate for what's his face on the Golden Knights.
Who?
The guy who got the surgery.
Jack Eichel. Yes. Whoever hates Jack Eichel in Western New York is pathetic.
You're still talking about Chris Beard.
Whoever hates Jack Eichel in Western New York,
but you're just
needs
as bad.
To go suck an egg. Because well, they suck.
Suck an egg about
their team beard. Sucks. Their management sucks. Their best player didn't want to be there. Get over it. Look, anyway, I'm going backwards here. Here's what's going to happen forwards in the Chris Beard umbrella of news. Okay, so a couple weeks ago, Chris Beard gets arrested for domestic violence against his fiance or girlfriend or wife or whatever she is. It happened at 2 a.m. right outside of Austin. They arrest him and book him and charge him with, like, I don't know what the hell it is, like third degree assault. I don't know if it's third degree or first degree. I don't know what the degrees, but he got charged with something major that could put him in jail for years. So that was vindication. Not for what he did, but the person that he is, the human being that he is, because this is not the first time he's had a tussle with the law. So it's probably a good thing that he wasn't UNLV's head coach. Honestly, by this point, this is 6 years ago, I think, with UNLV, or
yeah,
six
and
or seven.
Still talking about it.
Anyway, it's current news still, because he's still in the news. Okay, so he probably wouldn't have been UNLV's head coach anyway by this point, which is fine. This shows the person that he is.
Okay, cool.
Let me give you this. 3 weeks ago, not even, 20 days ago, UNLV football hires Bobby Petrino to be its offensive coordinator 20 days ago. The man just left 20 days later. He beat Chris Beard by one day as a UNLV coach. Mm. Different sport, 20 days to Beard's 19. What is it about UNLV? And this is two times in 6 or 7 years, which is a lot for a coach to be hired and all this to go through. Now, it's not the head coach. This is the offensive coordinator. Okay. It's a lot to go through for a guy to leave. Now, UNLV was going to pay him like $300,000 to $350,000. He went to Texas A&M. So another Texas school took another UNLV coach, and they're going to pay him a lot more money, which is kind of an easy decision. Where do people, coaches, human beings, get off saying that they have a commitment and then a couple weeks later, you know, they were ready to ride. You should hear this guy on Twitter and see this guy on Twitter. Ready to go. Let's go, Rebel Nation. Woohoo. And then you're gone.
You
Money
also,
talks, right?
You also have a commitment to your family or
That's
whoever
true. That's
to
fair.
Provide a life.
That's fair.
If someone's offering me a lot more money and going to pay for my moving expenses. I didn't start there yet. I didn't really get a rapport with anyone yet.
You know, Barry Odom, who hasn't left yet, who's the head coach at UNLV. I wouldn't be surprised if he left. But he hasn't left yet. And he's got kids in high school. And they're all moving. And Bobby Petrino is older. So I'm having a... I don't know a person's situation personally.
No, you don't.
And F me. And F me for not. But also F me for thinking that you made a commitment. kids who come to play athletics, they don't always get to get out of. Now, a lot of times there's a lot going on with the transfer portal. There's a lot going on with kids moving schools and kids being at three schools in 4 years, et cetera, et cetera. There are times where kids aren't granted what they want, and they're not able to do what they want all the time. People don't see that, but these guys are able to get up and just go. So it's pretty interesting. It's kind of crappy too, because Bobby Petrino is a really good offensive mind, and he would have been really good for UNLV. And I kind of feel like this is par for the course with the university and with the football program. Whoever they get is not going to be probably not as good. So I guess we'll kind of see with that. Running Rebels have really just kind of crapped the bed lately. Got off to a 10-0 start. They've lost 3 of 4.
It's because you started watching.
Exactly. you're absolutely damn right. You know what? You're absolutely right. I started watching the Washington State game, the game before they lost. And that's when they lost, what is it? Elijah Parquette, I think is his name. One of the Rebels' best defenders. He got hurt in that game. And UNLV hasn't been the same since they lost him. They lose to San Francisco, which I told people on Twitter that was a bad loss. At the time, San Francisco was a 100-plus team in KenPom. Mm-hmm. UNLV was like 30 or 40-something. They didn't want to believe me. San Francisco loses a crap game the next game to some team like nobody cares about. They came back and beat Arizona State, who was a top 25 team, the next game. My point is, so San Francisco has to win basically all their games to make that loss look good. Like, as many games as they can win, that will make UNLV's the loss that UNLV took better. So, like, they've got some people in their conference, like Gonzaga and St. Mary's and BYU. They've got some teams in their conference that they can beat that will help. You're not going to convince me. Nobody's going to convince me that that was a good loss. That was a terrible loss.
Right.
Then they followed it up with an even worse loss against San Jose State, a team that is a bottom feeder in the Mountain West, even lower than UNLV over the years, if you can imagine that.
It's kind of disappointing.
UNLV had to use a 13 or 14 nothing run at the end of the game to force overtime. They were losing bad. They were losing by double digits a lot of, like, the second half. And then they lost to San Diego State at the Thomas and Mack, which is kind of like, oh, what a shocker. You lost to San Diego State. I can't believe it. No way. You know, so UNLV's got a New Mexico team coming up that was undefeated until the other night, and they go to Albuquerque in the Pit. That is not going to be very fun. That is a sellout already. It's been a sellout for days. Then they have to play Boise. UNLV could be 0-4 in Mountain West play, and it could get worse from there. So I get that one guy went down, and that one guy didn't score very much, but he played really good defense. This team is so good. They need to get their heads out of wherever it is and remember that they were 10-0, and I get that the schedule wasn't great, but they need to remember these things and turn it around, because this could get ugly. For Kevin Kruger and his bunch. We got about a minute left, so what we're going to do now is talk a little bit about Vegas Varsity, VegasVarsity.com, at Vegas Varsity on Twitter. Still having good deals after the first of the year.
Yes.
And you can use our code at VFP10, for 10% off your order on fantastic throwback Vegas merch. You know what I mean? Vegas is iconic with the three-point goal. UNLV has made a three-pointer in every game since the line was put on the floor in 1986. And you know what Kyle at Vegas Varsity does? He's got a shirt that says three-point goal. Mm-hmm. So check that out, VegasVarsity.com. At the Golden Wife on Twitter is Paula. At Vegas Fever Pod is me. Please subscribe after you listen. Let us know what you think. We'll be back hopefully in the next week. Yes, hopefully. And we'll be talking more Vegas sports. Everybody have a good night. See you later. Bye-bye.